Over the last few years, I've been making a distinct effort to read more. This is also a means to try and wean myself away from social media, especially getting my news from there. As a result, I've been reading more than ever before, mostly online magazines, newsletters, insightful blogs, and so on. Many of these have shaped my thinking and acted as an inspiration for me. Once in a while, I do turn to books as well, and today I want to tell you about some lessons I learned from one book in particular. It's a very relevant one for our podcast, and especially this week. Atomic Habits by James Clear. Let's have a look at some of these lessons with, of course, context to fitness.
Welcome to One Rep at a Time, a podcast from Cult Fit that encourages you to become a healthier, better, and happier version of yourself by building small, sustainable habits. Let's welcome your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or Chuck.
Hello and welcome to episode 18 of One Rep at a Time. This week, we are talking about habits. There are lots of good articles and resources online related to building a good habit and letting go of some bad ones. But I think, for good reason, Atomic Habits by James Clear is trending, as they say, right now. The book is full of wisdom that you can apply to any aspect of your life. What I'm going to do is talk about some key points he makes and how they make sense for us looking to lose weight, start good fitness habits, and so on. Ready? Let's go. The primary concept of the book is a slight change in your daily habits can guide your life to a very different destination. What this means goes back to what I said a couple of episodes ago about the power of compounding. A common statistic that is cited is that if you become 1% better every day at something, it doesn't sound like much, but at the end of a year, you actually get close to 38 times better. Now, you may not actually get to 38 times better because you may not be able to get 1% better every day, but wherever you end up, it'll definitely be a lot more than where you are right now. Think about your workouts. Just imagine adding 1% more reps to your workout. In fact, the name of this podcast is inspired by this very thinking, one rep at a time. Similarly, nutrition. You don't need to cut out everything and eat just leaves and water from day one. You could start by just, you know, cutting down portion sizes slowly. And before you know it, your good eating habits would have compounded. It might just be moving from 4 chapatis to 3. It's also important to realize that in the beginning, change will seem very slow and it might be tempting to give up. Don't. That's just how compounding works. It's slow in the beginning, but once it starts getting exponential, it really starts flying. You might remember this old story of a king who told an inventor that he was pleased with him and told him to ask for any reward that he liked. The inventor brought out a chessboard and said something that sounded very simple. Put one grain of rice on the first square of the chessboard, double that on the next square, double that on the next square, and so on, and give me the total amount of rice on all squares. Now, doesn't sound like much, right? The king thought so too and thought the inventor was a fool for asking for so little. Only it turned out that even before halfway through the board, it was more rice than the entire kingdom actually had. Compounding can be very, very deceptive. So for your fitness routine, don't expect immediate results. The weighing scale will not look very different after a month. But after 2 to 3 months, you will start noticing changes. Your clothes will start fitting better, your sleep and mood will be enhanced. Wait for that exponential curve to kick in. Remember, small changes every day rather than one large change. Forget goals and focus on systems. James says that goals are good for setting a direction, but systems are best for making progress. This one just makes total sense. A good cricketer is still a good cricketer even if she didn't win the World Cup. A good employee is still a good employee even if he didn't meet that sales target. And you know what? He would probably be a better hire than someone who actually managed to achieve that target but just got lucky or gamed the system. Similarly, have goals. Yes, please have goals. They drive us. But do not be married to them. Focus more on what will get you there. Focus more on the process. Focus more on the systems. You might have something like an ideal weight in mind, but don't break your head if you don't achieve it. Focus on the journey. That's what's important. Similar to that is the next point. focus on the person you want to become rather than individual outcomes or goals. This is a deep one. The goal isn't to learn an instrument, it's to become a musician. The goal isn't to reach 75 kilos, it's to become fitter, and so on. This is actually transformative thinking, and not just from a fitness point of view. Change your identity. It means that you will want to live up to that reputation. Imagine that you tell people that you are a runner instead of saying that you're running a marathon. You want to live up to all that the former means. Similarly, you're aiming for 75 kilos. If you are telling yourself that you are a fitter person, then you need to take every decision against that lens. Would the fitter you really want to give into that temptation for dessert? This book is full of many, many such insights, and you should get it if you like. But even if you look at the simple ones that I've cited above, you can see how they apply to fitness. I used to feel very proud doing like long cycling rides once a week, for example, before realizing that it all meant nothing. It would actually be way better to do small, unimpressive exercises consistently rather than one huge Instagram-worthy thing once a week. Similarly, with eating, my past attempts at dieting failed because I would do something drastic. It is way more sustainable, at least for me, to make slow changes like cutting out one snack a week to begin with or reducing portion sizes slowly. And it becomes easier for your body and mind to adapt as well. Phew, that was heavy. So cool down time? Yep, I think so. It's time for cool down, that part of the show where I give you a fun little piece of trivia. So, we have an inadvertent theme for this week, folks. Monday's episode had a stat saying 43% of all we do is habitual. Yesterday, I found a stat that said 42%. You stand to achieve a goal 42% more if you write it down. So obviously I had to find something that said 41. I searched high and low to find something with 41% and I couldn't. However, I did find this. According to one survey conducted in the United States, 2 out of 5 people feel too old to work out. And get this, 41 was considered the age people felt officially too old to exercise. Okay, so there's nothing called too old to exercise. If you happen to be 41, 51, 58, 75, or even 20 or 15, the best time to start exercising is now. Even if you haven't been working out for 40 years before this, well, it's not ideal, but you can greatly better the quality of your life by starting now. I'll reiterate, it's never too old to exercise. One of my best friends got into fitness well into his 40s and today completes 100-kilometer cycling rides around the city and frequently makes trips to the Himalayas to do treks. He's currently around 55 and is way fitter than many people half his age. It's never too late to start anything. I want to quote James Clear again on this, and I quote, "Everyone ages at the same rate, 1 second at a time. Not everyone feels the same age. Master your health habits and you can buy yourself more time," end quote. And that's it for the 18th episode of this podcast, which has hopefully become a habit for you. If you'd like to say hi, my details are in the notes of this episode, and I will see you here tomorrow. Like your exercise routine, take life one rep at a time. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for sustainable weight loss coaching, check out the Cult Transform program on the Cult Fit app or website. See you on the next episode.